and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading Tales About Toads. 1. Once upon a time, there was a little girl whose mother gave her a bowl of milk and bread every afternoon. The child sat down with it outside in the yard, and when she began to eat, a toad would hop out of a crack in the wall, dip its head into the milk, and eat along with her. The girl took delight in this, and if the toad did not appear on time, she would sit down with her bowl and cry out, "Toad, toad, it's time to come. Be so good, and we'll have some fun. I've brought you bread and milk to eat. Toad, toad, come take your seat." Upon hearing this, the toad would come hopping and enjoy the meal. Moreover, it would show its gratitude by bringing her all kinds of beautiful things from its secret treasure, sparkling stones, pearls, and gold trinkets. But the toad would only drink the milk and leave the bread lying there. One day, the girl took her little spoon, hit the toad gently on its head, and said, "Toad, you must eat the bread." Her mother, who was standing in the kitchen, heard her daughter talking to someone, and when she saw that she was hitting a toad with her little spoon, she ran outside with a log and killed the good creature. From then on, a change came over the child. As long as the toad had eaten with her, she had grown big and strong. Now she lost her beautiful rosy cheeks and became thinner by the day. It was not long before the owl, the bird of ill omen, began to screech in the night, and the robin gathered twigs and leaves for a funeral wreath. Soon thereafter, the child lay in her coffin. 2. A little orphan girl was sitting on the city wall and spinning when she suddenly saw a toad come hopping out of a crack. So she quickly spread her blue silk neckerchief beside her, because she knew that toads liked to walk on neckerchiefs more than anything else. As soon as the toad caught sight of that, it turned back, but it soon returned carrying a tiny golden crown. It laid the crown on the kerchief and went away again. The crown was made out of delicately spun gold and glittered, and the girl picked it up in her hands. The toad soon came back a second time, but when it didn't see the crown, it hopped to the wall and began hitting its head against it out of grief. The toad continued doing this until its strength gave out, and it finally lay there, dead. If the little girl had left the crown lying on the kerchief, the toad would probably have brought out even more of its treasure out of its hole. 3. "Hoo-hoo! Hoo-hoo!" called the toad. "Come out," said the child. The toad came out, and the child asked it about his little sister. "Have you seen Little Red Stocking by any chance?"
"No," the toad said. "I haven't seen her either. How about you? Hoo-hoo! Hoo-hoo! Hoo-hoo!"
The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the tales, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you.